الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 12 مدني parables of collective itikaf Attar's prayer O Lord of the Prophet whoever reads or listens to the 14 page booklet 12 مدني parables of collective itikaf bestow upon them the blessings of Ramadan and grant them and their parents forgiveness without accountability. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellences of reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, there will be no shade except that of the arsh of Allah on the Day of Judgment. Three people will be in it. It was asked, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who will they be? He, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, replied, He who alleviates the worry of somebody from my nation, he who revives my sunnah, and he who recites an abundance of salat upon me. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Dawat Islami and the Itikaf of Ramadan. Itikaf is an ancient form of worship. It is mentioned in the Noble Quran and preceding nations also performed it. Dawat Islami is a movement centered on the Sunnah, which works to spread Islam across the world. Over the last few years, this unique movement has not only been organizing itikaf of the final 10 days of Ramadan, but also for the entire month. Alhamdulillah, up until now, hundreds of thousands have gained the blessings of Dawat-e-Islami's collective itikaf. A huge number have experienced a revolution in their lives. Alcoholics have escaped from their addiction and immersed themselves in love of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Habitual sinners have become those who act upon the sunnah. Those who would waste time in frivolities have changed into reciters of dhikr and salat. Those who once sang songs now recite poetry praising the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In short, collective itikaf has transformed people's lives. 12 stories of such people are enclosed in this booklet, which you are wholeheartedly encouraged to read. Being around callers to the sunnah affected them so deeply, not only did they begin practicing the sunnah themselves, but they began calling others to this path also. It is a sincere counsel that you make intention to participate in the collective itikaf for the entire month of Ramadan, at least once in your life. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 1. A Madani Center and the Virtue of Itikaf. The trustees and some local Muslims of Masjid Azam in Chitra Dargah, Karnataka, India had some misconceptions about Dawat-e-Islami. Due to this, many difficulties were faced in obtaining permission to perform collective itikaf there in Ramadan. Yet the sons of two trustees also took part in this. As per organizational parameters, sunnah-inspired study circles and speeches, melodious poetry in praise of the greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, tearful du'as and efficient management of a large number of participants took place. This impressed the trustees greatly. On the final day of itikaf, they presented gifts and flowers to all participants. Their misconceptions were uprooted and they began to understand what Dawat-e-Islami is. They issued full permission for their masjid to be used for Dawat-e-Islami's Islamic activities. Alhamdulillah, Masjid-e-Azam became the Madani center for the city. Alhamdulillah, The sons of both trustees adorn their faces with beards and join the Islamic environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 2. Itikaf in England. In Ramadan 1410 AH 1990, an Islamic brother from England came to Sukhr, Sindh, Pakistan. Encouraged by Islamic brothers, a relative of his invited him to participate in collective itikaf. Alhamdulillah, he agreed. Initially, this brother was accustomed to a purely Western environment. Yet he was Muslim, and when he performed itikaf, learnt the beautiful sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, gained knowledge of important Islamic rulings, and heard about matters of the grave and hereafter, this touched his heart like nothing had before. Due to collective itikaf, he repented from his sins and joined Dawat-e-Islami. He adorned his face with a beard and began to wear an imama. After learning how to deliver lessons from blessings of sunnah, he began to deliver speeches even during itikaf. He made firm intention to spread Dawat-e-Islami's work back in England upon his return. Alhamdulillah, at present, he is a preacher in England, responsible for implementing the 12 Islamic activities. The mother of his children also joined Dawat-e-Islami and learned how to recite the noble Quran correctly. She now teaches fellow Islamic sisters in Madrasat al-Madina for women and has organizational responsibility. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 3. I am not going to leave Fizan-e-Madina. An Islamic brother living in the Kamalia sub-district of Topatek, Punjab, Pakistan, had a particular circle of friends whilst in 9th grade. They used to skip school, roam aimlessly, play cricket till late night, waste time in internet cafes, and spend all day watching movies on cable. They fell asleep and woke up listening to music, ma'azallah. They all wore the latest trends and would tease girls, even taking immodest glances in the process. Mu'adhallah, thumma mu'adhallah. Whenever the mother of this Islamic brother tried to advise him, he would become furious and argue with her. His father would also order him to offer salah, but he did not. Sadly, there was no apparent hope for his reform. May Allah bless his elder brother, who told him to perform itikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan. At this point, the Islamic brother did not know what itikaf meant and refused outright. The elder brother, after much effort, convinced him to participate in Dawat-e-Islami's collective itikaf in Faisalabad's Fizan-e-Madina. During the initial 4 or 5 days, he was averse to the experience and even tried to run away. Yet, he was unable to do so. Slowly but surely, he began feeling inner peace. This increased to such an extent that on the night of Eid, he said, "I do not want to go back home. I want to spend tonight in Fizan-e-Madina." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 4. Knee pain disappeared. A student of Karachi's Jamiatul Madina took part in collective itikaf in the Global Madani Center, Fizan-e-Madina, during the last 10 days of Ramadan 1426 AH in accordance to 2005. During this, he met an elderly person who explained, "I had been suffering from knee pain for many years. Alhamdulillah, when I came here, my pain was relieved due to the blessings of itikaf." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 5. Following the sunnahs of the beard and imama. A modern-minded Islamic brother from Navsari, Gujarat, India, participated in collective itikaf during the last 10 days of Ramadan 1423 AH in accordance to 2002. His heart was won over by the experience, and being around those who loved the Prophet brought untold blessings. He grew his beard, began to wear an imama, and up until now, he is actively spreading Islam in his city alongside fulfilling his organizational duties. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 6. Disagreement ended. Abdul Razzaq Attari, an Islamic brother from Hyderabad, Sindh, Pakistan, was in charge of the laboratory in Tando Jam Agricultural University. His two sons were affiliated with Dawat-e-Islami, but he himself was distant from Salah and the Sunnah. He had a completely worldly mindset. In Ramadan, when he was invited to take part in collective itikaf, he said, "The mother of my children has fallen out with me and gone to her parents' home. Will she come back if I do itikaf?" He was told she would come back if Allah Almighty willed. He took part in collective itikaf at Fizan-e Madina, Hyderabad, during the last 10 days of Ramadan in 1416 AH in accordance to 1995. The experience transformed his heart. He repented of his sins, made intention to offer salah, adorned his face with a beard, began wearing an imama, and started reciting poetry in praise of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. During itikaf, the mother of his children also returned home and their domestic differences were settled. He also began to dress according to the sunnah and travel with Madani qafilas. As soon as this positive change occurred in his life, he passed away the same year on Thursday the 27th of Rabiul Awwal. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. An admonitory account relating to the final year of life. Dear Islamic brothers, this story contains many lessons. The late Abdul Razzaq Attari was fortunate to have become religious just a short while before his death. With any shadow of doubt, fortunate is he who repents before his death, becomes pious and follows the sunnah. On the contrary, unfortunate is he who leaves goodness, falls into sin, and leaves the world in this manner. Whenever Satan tries to make you drift away from Dawat-e-Islami's Islamic environment by making you fight with an Islamic brother, causing you to fall into heedlessness, entrapping you with thoughts of worldly business, or coercing you to change due to marriage, etc., take the following hadith into mind at that time. Lady Aisha al-Siddiqa radiallahu anha narrates of how Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, "When Allah wills goodness for somebody, He sends an angel to them a year before their death, who consistently guides them to do good until they die. The people then say, 'So and so died in a good way.' When such a person dies, his soul hastens to exit. At that time, he loves to meet Allah, and Allah likes to meet him. When Allah wills evil for somebody, He appoints a devil upon them a year before their death, who consistently misguides them until their death. They eventually die in their worst moments. When death comes to them, their soul exits falteringly. At that time, they would not like to meet Allah, and Allah detests meeting them. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad." Number 7. Family members would expel him from the home. An Islamic brother from Muzaffargarh, Punjab, Pakistan, was once a lost young man. At night, He would listen to 3 or 4 music cassettes before going to sleep. His nights were spent loitering and committing sins. He would quarrel with his family over trivial matters, and they used to turn him out of the house due to his misbehavior. He would stay here and there for 1 or 2 days. The situation would settle down and he would return home. In short, the days of his life were being ruined in terrible fashion. His cousin was a Dawat-e-Islami head of the area, and he persuaded this brother to take part in collective itikaf during the last 10 days of Ramadan 1425 AH in accordance to 2004 in the Addewali Masjid of Muzaffargarh. Impressed by the sincere and sound character of a preacher from Karachi, he repented from his previous sins and adorned his head with an imamah. On the 27th night, the tearful dua after the sunnah-inspired speech had an immense effect on him, and he cried until the morning. On the second day of Eid, at the time of Fajr, his eyes had not opened. While still asleep, he dreamt of a pious person who called him by his name and said, "It's time for Fajr, and you are still asleep." Whilst asleep, he instantly folded his hands as though he was offering salah and then woke up. His hands were folded in the same state. This had a profound effect upon him, and he went to the masjid to offer Fajr salah in congregation. He also began consistently attending the weekly gathering in his city. By the grace of Allah, he began studies to become an Islamic scholar in Jamiat al-Madina, Karachi. He also became organizationally responsible for the Pious Deeds booklet. He was also blessed with ability to practice all the 92 Pious Deeds for students. May Allah Almighty grant him steadfastness. Ameen bijahi khatimin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 8. Appointed speaker at a masjid. An Islamic brother from Saidabad, Baldia town, Karachi, learned to recite the noble Quran in Dawat-e-Islami's Madrasat al-Madina. Regretfully, he still did not become punctual in Salah. Alhamdulillah, he performed collective itikaf by Dawat-e-Islami during the last 10 days of Ramadan. This awoke him from heedlessness, truly opened his eyes, and he became punctual in his Salah. He also set his sights on travelling in Madani Qafilas. He had also previously been unemployed. The day he made intention for Madani Qafila, a responsible Islamic brother said to him, "Insha'Allah, your problem will be solved." The Madani Qafila travelled to a masjid, and the management liked the style of his speeches and the way he made dua. They appointed him imam and speaker at the very same masjid, thus solving his employment issue. May Allah Almighty grant him steadfastness in Dawat-e-Islami's Islamic environment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 9. A life passing in heedlessness. An Islamic brother from Mudasa, Gujarat, India, was wasting his life in heedlessness and sins. Fortunately, in the last 10 days of Ramadan 1423 AH in accordance to 2002, he was blessed with the privilege of taking part in the collective itikaf. What he saw, heard and felt there changed his life. He began delivering lessons and speeches during the itikaf itself. Such was the passion that developed within him, he made intention to grow his beard and wear an imamah. When taking part in a 30-day Madani Qafila, his capabilities came to the fore and he was appointed Qafila leader by other Islamic brothers. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 10. Beginning to offer tahajjud salah. An elderly Islamic brother from Sukhar Sindh, Pakistan, took part in collective itikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan 1425 AH in accordance to 2004. As organized by Dawat-e-Islami, there was a pre-arranged organized schedule for study circles. He learnt the rulings of Salah and many other sunnahs relating to daily life. He learnt in these 10 days what he had not his entire life. The sunnah-inspired speeches and company of those who love the Prophet made him reflect about the hereafter. He began acting upon the 72 pious deeds booklet. Alhamdulillah, in particular, he grasped onto pious deed number 2. And with its blessings, he developed the habit of offering all 5 daily salah in the first row of the masjid with the congregation from the first takbir. Alhamdulillah, he also became steadfast in offering tahajjud. In addition, he gained the blessing of completing the pious deeds booklet and handing it in to the relevant responsible Islamic brother every month and participating in the weekly gatherings. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 11. O Messenger of Allah, allow me to see you. An Islamic brother from Kharian, Gujarat, Pakistan, once spent his time watching films and being involved in the same things as others of his age. Fortunately, in the last 10 days of Ramadan, he was blessed with taking part in collective itikaf. Being around those who loved the Prophet changed his life. It was the first time he saw such a religious atmosphere and he developed an overwhelming love for Dawat-e-Islami. He had deep longing to see the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. During the itikaf, he prayed day and night for this. On the 27th night, a gathering of dhikr overwhelmed his spirituality, and when time came for dua, he continued repeating one thing: O my master, allow me to see you. Suddenly, there was a bright flash of light in his eyes and he saw a luminous face. He was certain this was the sacred face of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which then disappeared from his sight. Alhamdulillah, he repented from his sins, began to grow his beard and made intention to wear an imamah. Alhamdulillah, on Eid, he became a participant in a 3-day Madani Qafila. He then came to Karachi. He enrolled in Jamiatul Madina's scholar course and completed a spiritual cure course. He also took the responsibility of managing a spiritual cure stall and is currently supervisor of Madani Qafilas for his Jamiatul Madina year group. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 12. Comedian became a preacher. There was a young comedian in Balasinore, Gujarat, India, entertaining people with bizarre jokes and amusing stories was his pastime. People used to call him to weddings to entertain guests with his impersonations. This all changed when he took part in collective itikaf for Ramadan's last 10 days. Prior to this, he had an obsession for earning money, but the atmosphere of the itikaf led to him contemplating the hereafter instead. He repented from his sins and began to preach the sunnah. He devoted himself to Dawat-e-Islami and at present works to spread Islam as the head of a consultation division. He is sincere, determined and self-sacrificing to the extent he gives 25 days of every month to this cause. Give this booklet to another person after reading it. Earn reward by distributing booklets and pamphlets of Maktabatul Madina at occasions such as weddings, death anniversaries of saints, Maulid gatherings, etc. Shopkeepers should also keep copies on their business premises with the intention of gifting them to customers. Arrange for at least one booklet to be distributed in every house in your locality each month to spread the call to righteousness and earn reward. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.